the time. Join a morning show.
27 before the top of the hour. And let's bring him on. He's my man, the celebrity snitch, Huggy Lowdown. What's happening, Hug?
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Huggy Lowdown, yeah.
Well.
Easy now, Hug. Easy.
If it isn't the brother man who's cooler than Matthew Henson holding an Oscar-laden fan.
That's pretty cool.
Tom Jordan's backup QB in the place to be, the infamous Skip Murphy.
What's up, Huggy Lowdown?
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything copacetic?
It's
Skip, I feel like Evander Holyfield this morning after Mike Tyson bit his ear.
How's that?
Long time no hear.
I feel you, bro.
And speaking of Mike Tyson and Holyfield, did you see or at least hear about the fight this weekend?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
People were shocked, especially me, because I was rooting for the brother. But the judges got it wrong. Creflo Dollar was wrong. Did y'all hear about Mega Pads and Creflo Dollar?
Yeah.
His altercation, had an altercation with his daughter that got him thrown in the slammer.
Right.
Well, apparently, Pastor Dollar's daughter wanted to go get her dance on at a party, and Creflo said, hell no, you can't go. And that's when daughter Dollar went loco and allegedly went toe to toe with Creflo.
Break it down, Hug.
Daughter Dollar said, hey, her daddy choked her, punched her, and hit her with a shoe.
Right.
She said, Creflo did everything but throw holy water on a civil. You know, to get the party spirit out of her.
Right.
Now, Jay, I don't know all that happened, but I'm a daddy with a teenage daughter, and sometimes your girl can get out of order. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I just really think he was being a dad and a disciplinarian.
Right.
When I first heard this story, it was like the movie ATL. You know, when John Garnett didn't want his daughter Nunu hanging out.
I know,
right.
The same thing. And speaking of hanging out, the Boston Celtics are going to be a lot of hanging out. After the Miami Heat scorched their ass in Game 7, 101-88.
Man.
LeBron hit 31 points. And Jay, I'm with you. When I saw LeBron's headband, I said, that ain't a standard NBA headband. It looked more like a fitted sheet, didn't it? His new name is Bed Bath & LeBron. But congratulations to the Heat and to Timothy Bradley. How the habanero hell did he win that fight over Pacquiao? Two words, Tom Joyner. Thanks to all the fans in Grand Rapids, Michigan who came out Saturday in Silver Spring, Maryland, Friday, and this week at Mocha Lounge in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Woo-wee!
You the man, Huggy Lowdown, that celebrity snitch. We appreciate you, brah.